Welcome back. Episode 33 of Zero Carb Journal. Matt here. Nice to see you guys. Good morning. How are you? It's Sunday morning. It's pretty early. It's like 6:30. Coming up on 7. And how you guys doing? Nice to see ya. All right. So, had a great week, you guys. Hope you guys did too. Interesting week for sure. Been learning some stuff. Been pretty cool as always. Let's see. So I started this week feeling pretty good. I don't remember where I left off with you guys. I don't know. Well, good morning. It's early as always. Just starting talking, so it'll take me a while to get going, I guess. Anyway, so I had a great week, you guys. I was thinking about you guys this week because I was having such a good week. I was excited to report back. You know, I was staying pretty close to I was true to my course there. I was just eating beef, pretty much just my burgers. And, you know, I was having great BMs every day, firm pretty much, which, man, it's been a little while since I've gotten back to there. I was back there this winter where it was real regular, and, I mean, I've been real regular, but firm, actually, and that happened this week, and I was feeling really good about it. And having a great week, and I was feeling good. I got a lot done. But you guys, Friday, I ate some lunch at about 11 or noon. And then at about 6 o'clock, 5 or 6 o'clock that night, I started feeling really nauseous and sweating. And, man, I just wanted to throw up, but I couldn't. And then I had diarrhea that evening. A lot, actually, copious amounts, and sort of got myself all cleared out there and started feeling better. And cat, go away, please. Go on, kitty, go on. She's covered in wet grass. She's getting her water all over me. Anyways, I got really sick, had some diarrhea, kind of got myself cleared out there, and then you know, I was just starving. My tummy was upset. It was hurt. And sometimes I can't tell if that's hunger or what. So I ate again Friday night, and I was eating off of a new bag of ground beef that I bought. Friday was the first day I ate some. Cat, go away. And so I went to bed with kind of a sore tummy, and I woke up again at 1:30 in the morning, so 6 hours after I ate. And again, I was just, oh, I was so sick, you guys. This is Friday night, night before last, so I had a terrible night. I stayed up all night with a lot of stomach pain and bad diarrhea, and boy, I just really wanted to throw up, but I could not do it. I was super nauseous, but stood outside, bent over, and tried, and just couldn't vomit, and I know that always makes me feel better, and I couldn't do it. I don't know why, but at any rate, so I spent a sick night, all of Friday night, and I woke up yesterday, and boy, I just felt terrible. I was sick in the morning still had diarrhea, and finally got it all out, and then I just was just dead, just exhausted, and then swollen, and in pain and stuff. So I had a bit of a rough go at the end of the week here, but I was having such a good week. I was so encouraged. And then that happened, so that was a bummer. But, you know, I wanted to talk about that a little bit, but I'll come back to that. So anyways, that's one of my normal deals, a sick week, as it were, sick day. But no big deal. I feel great now. I feel great this morning. By last night, I was back in action. I got some new food yesterday. Just I was scared to go back and eat that same package, and I did eat a pound of buffalo actually last night. Made some burgers out of bison, and I ate a little cheese. Believe it or not, I was just feeling kind of silly, I guess, when I was already sick, but ate a little cheese, and I woke up feeling great. Had a nice regular movement, kind of firm, back sort of on track to where I was in the beginning of the week, and my stomach's still a little, I can feel it's a little bit torn up from yesterday or whatever, but I'm feeling better. So Anyways, that's my zero carb week, and I want to talk about a little bit about that. So, you know, I have talked about that with you guys quite a bit. I say I get a sick day every once every couple weeks or whatever, and it usually is diarrhea, and there's this nausea, whatever. and you know, I'm starting to be able to sort of track it, and I can't identify it after I eat something. But it seems like the way this has been happening to me lately, with at least with this pattern, there's other, you know, patterns. Sometimes I eat something and right away I'm sick, and I can tell then it was probably, I don't know, I guess some wheat or something like that or something, you know, like instantly has a reaction from me. But this is different. This is 6 hours after I eat, and it always seems to come. Like I said, I have a nausea where I really want to throw up, and usually in the past I have thrown up, and then I instantly feel better. And usually when I throw up, it's usually tiny little hard kind of fat bits that come out and are left over. So it's happened to me at various times, and often when I'm eating what I've been eating for days, but sometimes it'll be a new pack of a different pack of ground beef from the same store, and it usually does seem to be a unique source, you know. In other words, if I eat that source again, then I get sick again, and if I don't eat it, then I don't get sick again. So it does seem to come from a unique source. Now, when I first started doing ZC, you know, I came from a long history of being really into smoking meat and barbecue and all that stuff. So I cooked a lot of briskets and tri-tips and all kinds of ribs and things on the smoker over the years. So when I first came to ZC, I was cooking a lot of stuff like that because it's what I really like. And what I found was that I was getting that feeling, that 6 hours after nausea, regularly when I was eating like that. Now, I didn't necessarily identify it back then, but I was starting to say, I remember talking to some folks on Reddit and things like that, and talking about how the different types of fat seem to affect me differently, like brisket fat seems to affect me differently than ribeye fat. If I eat too much of the one, the brisket fat, which feels really greasy, kind of, and heavy, it seems to make me sick after about 6 hours. It's like my stomach works on it for a while, and then I don't know if I just keep generating, I feel like I keep generating bile or stomach acid or something, because eventually when I get to that diarrhea stage, it's real liquidy, it's real acidic seeming, and by the time I get voided all the way out and I'm still kind of clearing things out, it's pretty much just kind of yellow bile water that seems to come out. Sorry about the too much detail, but that's just how it goes, trying to figure this stuff out. So, you know, it almost seems like there's fat bits in my stomach that my stomach can't digest. It keeps making acid, trying to get rid of them. There's either a blockage, like a small exit, or something, and I just sort of sit there and generate. This is total theory. I have no idea, but it's what it feels like. It feels like I generate stomach acid until my stomach is just burning, and then I have diarrhea or nausea and get rid of it all, and I or vomit, and I tend to feel better sort of right away. But usually one of the things that comes after that is, for usually half a day or a day afterwards, I'll have these burps kind of, and they taste sort of like almost like fry oil, like I've been eating French fries, and sometimes there's a little bit of acidic, you know, component there too. So those are all sort of part of tying into that theory. But at any rate, you know, what I speculate is that I've noticed through all my years of cooking different fatty cuts and stuff that all of the cuts, each animal has a different type of fat, and it always renders at a different temperature, and it's different for each animal. It's different depending on where on the animal it comes from. So like a brisket, you know, you cook and you smoke it at 250, 225, 275, whatever it is, for 8 or 9 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. And the way I always check to see if they're done is I start poking a probe into them. And as soon as it feels like warm butter, like, you know, all the fat is rendered out and the probe just goes in like you're sticking in a stick of butter with a warm skewer or something, that's when the brisket's done. Now, for a long time, I was trying to use a thermometer to cook those briskets, and that's a pretty common beginner way to cook food on a smoker is to try and use the thermometer. The problem with doing that is the thermometer won't tell you when it's done. The thermometer will tell you, you know, that it's 200 degrees internally or 195 or 205. And when you talk to people, when you read smoking form stuff, you'll realize that a lot of folks put a temperature on when that brisket's done. They think that the fat's all rendered at 195 or they want it at 200. And when you talk to the more experienced people, you find out that, well, temperature's just a guide. It can get you in the ballpark, but each brisket is going to render at a different temp. And when it feels like butter, when the muscle fibers have totally relaxed, when all of the fat is starting to render and soften, it's going to be a different temperature for each piece of beef, depending on the animal, depending on what it was fed, depending on the time of year it was slaughtered, you know, so many different things, age, and just individual variants. So in other words, all the animals are unique in how they're, you know, how they cook. And that, you know, you start to see that when you've been doing this. And I know a lot of you guys have been doing ZC for a while, so you've noticed this, I'm sure. Some ribeyes sear up really quick, and some, you know, kind of don't sear that well. And some ground beef burgers will burn in 2 minutes, and some of them will cook without burning and for 4 minutes on the same grill. Now, I've been grilling every day now for, you know, multiple times a day, and I've got it down to a science where I use my timer at 3 minutes every day. So it's real obvious when I get a pack of ground beef that behaves differently. Like I said, some of them will flare up, and it'll just, the fat will run out, and it'll flame up, and they'll just burn black, like in my meat cookies video. And other packs, they won't really flame up at all, and they'll seem to let out, you know, quite a bit of fat, but they don't burn, they don't blacken, even when I cook them for, sometimes I'll have to go for 4 minutes or, you know, an extra minute. So this pack of ground beef that I got that made me sick is the latter case. The burgers were exceptionally difficult to sear, and I was cooking them, like, longer. They seemed to need, like, an extra minute, and even then they didn't get the same finish on the outside, so they were of a different nature than a lot of the fat and a lot of the burger meat that I get. They tasted great, but the fat seemed to render at a higher temperature. And so in my experience, that seems to be the greasier fats. It's usually like the closer to the belly fats that seem to render at the higher temperature. They're harder. I know that in lamb fat, for sure, the lamb like belly fat is real hard and real clear and real white. It renders at a real high temperature. So I'm totally rambling, you guys, and I'm just theorizing, but this is fun, and, you know, hopefully you guys will get something out of this. So I've been reading, you know, on Reddit, other folks, new beginners having this 6 hour after I eat vomit problem, stomach pain problem, diarrhea, you know, any of those things. And boy, it's just been like clockwork for me as I paid attention over the last 2 years now, or year and a half, that when it happens, it's 6 hours after I eat, and it always feels the same way, and I always am better if I can vomit or just get it out of me. So I believe now that, you know, all of these animals have different unique fat, and the fat has different characteristics, and depending on which part of the animal it's from and this and that, you know. But what I'm feeling is like the fat that makes me sick is just what doesn't get out of my stomach in time, whether it's because, like I say, whether I had obstruction. Now, I haven't had an endoscopy. I don't know how you say that. I've had a colonoscopy from the bottom end, but I haven't done it from the top end. And I suspect I might have an issue coming from the top end going in to my ileum or however it goes after your stomach. That's wrong. I did it wrong, I think. Anyways, you know, whether it's blockage or whether it's just that my body works on the fat and builds up a lot of acid and then the acid causes problems, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm starting to be able to identify that when I eat a certain kind of fat and too much of it, and so like if I eat tri-tip and I eat all that greasy fat on the tri-tip, that makes me sick almost every time. Brisket's the same way. I can eat a lot of it, but I got to watch out for a lot of those big sort of more firm, greasy fat bits. Ribeye fat seems fine, the soft fat that seems to melt right in my mouth. If I eat a lot of ribeye and eat all the kind of harder pieces, like the little nerves and tendons and gristle and stuff, then ribeye is one of the ones that does make me sick. So, you know, I guess that gives you my theory.
Waylon, can you chew on that bone a little quieter, please?
And Kat, come on, just stop it. So, you know, that's my theory. That seems to be why I get sick. Now, it's a different kind of sick than when I used to, you know, be real inflamed, when I would be real inflamed with by eating the wrong thing, because that would last for, like I would have told you before, that would be like 4 days out sometimes when I would really get the symptoms or the effects of whatever I ate, and then it would last for weeks. But this is different. This is just like a sort of short-lived stomach issue, and it's painful. And it's a bummer, and it wrecked the end of my week here, and it wrecked my whole Saturday. So I would like to try and sort it out, but like I said, it's when I eat too much of any kind of fat, and sometimes it just seems to be when I overeat in one sitting can generate the same thing. I can eat ground beef that's fine with me one day and eat a pound of it, and then maybe the next day I didn't eat, and I try and do one meal a day, and I go ahead and eat 3 or 4 pounds, and then later that night I'm ill with the same symptoms. So that's about as good as I can do on that theory. But yeah, so I wanted to just elucidate. Does that even work? I wanted to talk about that a little bit and talk about my theory there, because I'm starting to sort of identify a little bit of what that might be. And I know others do sometimes experience this same issue. So I just wanted to give you my thoughts on that. So anyways, I talked a lot about that. So,
Waylon, stop it. You gotta be quiet, dude.
Sorry, gang.
Here, come here, bud.
Good boy. Now just stop you chewing. He's not gonna. So anyway, enough about that, and I will get back to whatever is more relevant. So, all right, I guess I'm a little scattered. You know, that's probably enough for this morning, you guys. I talked a lot. I had some other stuff to talk to you about, but I don't remember what it was. I'll just get you caught up on my schedule. So my week's been great. I've been moving pretty slow. I've been kind of slowing down and taking it a little bit easier. I was going to walk around with the camera with you guys and show you what I've been up to, but it wasn't working out that well. So, but I have a lot of firewood up. I've got almost 4 whole cords up that I've done mostly in the last few weeks. And that's been great. A lot of work, a lot of sweat, but it feels really good to get ahead on it. I'm going to head into August here with that pretty well handled for the season. And I'm feeling really good about that. And so this week coming up, well, I'd like to get some more work. I'm ready to go back to work on the boats, but there isn't any out there for me right now. So I'm kind of laying low. I've got a custom stove to design, which I'm real excited about. And so I've been having fun doing that. It's a stove for a customer in Italy, and it's going to be a really cool project. So really enjoying that. So I've got some work there, and it's paying work, and that's great. And I'm going to putter around the house and try and do a little more cleaning up of the property down below while the weather's still good here this summer. And those are kind of my goals, but for the most part I'm just kind of cruising, and I'm really focused on me and on relaxing and getting some surf and some summer and taking a little break from working so hard around the property and riding my bike and stuff. So I'm going to keep doing that. And you guys have noticed I haven't been doing my daily diaries or my Twitter check-ins, and I have been reflecting on that a little bit. And you know, one of the things was, well, I got myself in a real routine there when I was trying to get healthy. You know, I had a real regular routine of getting up and making sure I did my compulsories, and I went through that long pull, and then I stuck with it all through work, and it was a lot, and I wasn't sure how I was going to get out of that. I didn't want to be in a routine for life. But that routine really built a lot of good habits for me and started my days with a mental, you know, my brain in the right spot. And so there's a lot of good to come out of those routines. So I learned a lot and got a lot of value out of them. But I wanted to not be so rigid. And part of that is wanting to be able to, you know, starting to go surf and starting to putter around here and do some bike rides and not be so wrapped up in getting so much done and pushing myself so hard, because I know that I've been stressing myself out. I think Jim or Dean, you guys commented on it, telling me to take a break, take it easy, and actually all of you gave me a lot of support there. So I've been working on that, and it's been really successful. And I'm working on socializing, although I haven't been doing great, but I have been doing better over the last, you know, weeks, and gotten to go surf with my friend Scott, and go visit my friends Matt and Tim and their wives in the San Juans, and yeah, I've just been, you know, slowing things down a little bit. So my daily diary and my Twittering, I'm not sure if I'll come back to Twitter. I've been a little bit reinterested in reading up on some of the new stuff since I was at their low-carb conference. And old Dave Feldman sure is making great headway in the cholesterol world, and those things are encouraging. So I'll probably get back there a little bit And who knows, as we roll into fall here, I might start doing some early morning rituals again. But yeah, I've been taking a break from that, taking a break from kind of all my compulsories as much as I can. I actually kind of slacked off a little of my workouts this week. Not much, but I'm trying to just sort of give myself a break here and settle back into enjoying life and being a little easier on myself. I've worked hard to get where I am here and finally find my health and find a path that's leading me in a good direction. So, yeah, so this week upcoming, I'm going to kind of be cruising around here. I'm going to do a little firewood. I'm going to do a little, maybe some, you know, some more property tree clearing and stuff, and hopefully a lot more getting back to some things I've been neglecting, which is still clearing out some of the old stuff from down below in the old house, getting the barn ready. Oh, I know what I got to share with you guys. I called the slaughter guy, you guys, so I am going to have a freezer full of meat here coming up in just a few weeks, where he's going to be coming out probably week after next, and I think I'm going to slaughter all the sheep and that darn bull, and that's going to make my life a lot easier. So I'm going to have a whole bunch of meat in the freezer, no more bull pushed on my fences, no more sheep that need shearing. I'm a little on the fence about the sheep. I've really enjoyed raising them, but you know, I'm not eating them right now, and I haven't been, and I've been eating the beef and really preferring the beef whenever I do get lamb. And they do add a little bit of workload. They're easier to take care of in a lot of ways, but they do need shearing, and I haven't done it, and I'm feeling bad about that. And on top of that, I kind of would like to, you know, maybe grow the cattle a little bit, get some more calves going, and maybe get another bull this winter and try a different, bring some more blood in. And so I need to make room for that and keep grass around. And so I think I'm going to get rid of the sheep for a little while, partly because the slaughter guy was, I could only really encourage him to come out if I had enough animals for him to take, and partly because I am just ready to even simplify more. You know, I'm looking forward this winter to, well, if I get some work, I'm sort of stuck here financially, to be honest. I can't go traveling or visiting or socializing too much. But if I get some more work for another month or two, then I will free myself up to do some of that. And so I'm heading towards trying to simplify my livestock operation and all my other stuff so I can maybe be available to do that in the coming years. So it's not going to be anytime soon. I got a little ways to go on this path yet before I get myself all the way back up to speed. Financially, you know, I'm real thin right now. I really sacrificed to pay off that credit card debt, and I feel really good about it. I'm really glad I did. But of course, once you're out of debt, then you don't want to use it anymore. So now I'm in many ways even more restricted than I've been. So, which is fine. I'm loving it. I'm loving not having debt. I'm loving living close to the bone and having a very simple life. And I have very few needs. I have everything I could ever want. So I'm feeling pretty good about all of it, but I'm going to have to lay low, so I'm going to simplify the animals a little bit and try and get myself in a position where, you know, when I reach my next round of goals, I'll be ready to leap off into the next great thing. So I think this has been a long one, and I hope my camera's still recording. It looks like it is. I can't really see it, though, in the sun. But I think I'm going to check out, get on with my Sunday. And I hope you guys are feeling so good. I hope you guys are all experiencing the same kind of progress and success with zero carb that I'm experiencing. If you haven't tried it, boy, I sure encourage you to do it. I know it seems nuts. I still, every time when I read the arguments against and stuff, I remember vividly how contrary it seemed to everything I used to think and believe. So I'm pretty comfortable with it now, but it's interesting to look back and feel those feelings again. You know, remember that hold, the high LDL and all that stuff used to have on me, the fears of all the normal stuff. So, yeah. So anyways, I hope you guys are doing good, making progress and getting more confident every day. I know I am. I feel great about the diet. I feel great about this way of life and way of eating, and definitely committed, not too interested in making any changes, and definitely feeling better than I've ever felt despite these occasional sick days. Like I said, it's gone. I feel great. I'm not bloated. I'm not depressed. I'm not inflamed. My joints feel good. So, seems like a win to me. I've always been sick. Now I'm just less sick. But I'm getting closer to figuring it out, too. So anyways, I'll leave it at that. I want to say, as always, you guys, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for all your support and comments. And let me know what I can talk about that I can shed some light on for you or give you any insight anyways, if there's something that you've been wondering about, like my thoughts. And thanks to all of this wonderful community. Thanks to all you Zero Carbers. stick together. Let's keep moving forward, you guys. Keep making progress. And, boy, I just can't thank you enough for being along on the ride here with me. So, hope you guys have a great day, great week. And I'm going to for sure. And I will check in next week with you and we'll talk again. All right, you guys. Thanks so much for watching and listening. See ya.